This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
State Senator David Brock Smith back in the district. He was at the Republican National Convention. Want to talk about that and obviously the events from yesterday as well. David, good morning.
Good morning, Kyle.
And talk about, first of all, we'll note that you're driving over to the area. I know you've got a meeting in Winston today.
Yeah, I'm coming over. We have a meeting this morning with elected officials and veterans in Winston this morning.
So talk about being at the Republican National Convention last week. Had you ever gone to one of those before?
I never have, and I want to thank the precinct committee people of Congressional District 4 for electing me to give me the privilege to go represent them as a voting delegate. Not too many people can say that they get to vote for their Republican nominee, Donald Trump, twice, but the few that were there that were voting delegates can. It was very inspirational. Lots of just amazing speakers. We had opportunities to meet others. I met, of course, and had a conversation with President Trump's former White House press secretary and now Governor of Arkansas, Sarah Huckabee Sanders, former Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker. But one of the conversations that I really appreciated was with Florida Congressman Brian Mast, of course, decorated war veteran, a double amputee. He was a bomb specialist. And we spoke about veterans' benefits and the need for his help to support our Oregon federal delegation in moving forward with the $65 million that is needed from the feds to move and get the $35 million that we've already secured from the state for the third veterans' home in Roseburg. And he was supportive in that conversation to work with Congressman Bence, Congresswoman Hoyle, and Senators Merkley and Wyden. And so to have that support from across the nation and a congressman of Florida, I'm hopeful will continue to move that needed funding forward into the front of the line.
What were some of the highlights of the convention itself?
Well, I want to say all of it, Kyle, because you have a you're sitting there, you're down on the floor, listening to Mike Pompeo, to just national leaders, and then to others that are just as they. Everyday America, about the issues of Bidenflation, about the issues with the flood of illegal drugs and fentanyl into this country and the unsecure border that we have. But I think the most moving was the families of the 13 members of our military that died in the withdrawal from Afghanistan. Were there and spoke, well, two of them spoke out of the 13 about what had happened and how it really could have been avoided. And then President Trump's speech when he spoke on Thursday night, the last day of the convention, and he spoke about the assassination attempt. And what had happened, and literally the divine intervention that saved his life. If he hadn't looked to the graphic that he had up with regards to the border, he wouldn't be here. And it was just a when you're in the middle of a group of conservative Republicans talking about the state of our nation and the need to move forward and make America more affordable for Americans. I mean, inflationary costs have and continue to hurt our residents here in Oregon and across the nation. The lack of housing, again, the illegal immigration, and you're just listening to individuals that are part of the solution, and you yourself in a small way are as well in my position here in Oregon. It really revives you into getting to work. And so flew back. There was many of us in our group got caught up in Friday's cyber glitch with regards to airlines. I know Representative Boyce was an alternate delegate, was at the convention, and he finally got a plane out and got home yesterday evening and had been trying to fly out since Friday. Moving forward, we have an opportunity to not only take seats in Oregon up and down the ticket, but across the nation. President Trump and the policies, those conservative policies that we want to move forward, aren't really any good unless we have Congress and the U.S. Senate and the U.S. House. And so I believe with Biden's press release yesterday where he is stepping down from the election is very problematic for Democrats across the country and here in Oregon. Vice President Harris is not qualified. She her one task was the border, and she's completely failed. And so I think we have an opportunity to move not only Oregon, but the country in the right direction. And we can do it together. President Trump spoke about unity in the party and how Democrats, independents, and Republicans are supporting his candidacy. And I think that's the case nationwide. But we also have an opportunity, Kyle, to make sure that we get Republicans elected and stop the one-party rule that we have here in this state.
All right, State Senator David Brock Smith, we're out of time for now, and I know you're heading over to the Umpqua Valley, so we'll let you get back to that. But thanks for being on this morning.
Thank you, Kyle.
8:39 at the Morning Report.